Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 7, text number 41.
Atho petya swashibiram Govinda priya sarathi Nyavedayattam priyayai Shochantya atmajatan Atho petya swashibiram Govinda priya sarathi Nyavedayattam priyayai Shochantya atmajanhatan Atho petya swavishiram Govinda priya sarathi Nyavedayattam priyayai Shochantya atmajanhatan Sarathi
Atha thereafter Upetya having reached Sva own Shibiram camp Govinda one who enlivens the senses Lord Sri Krishna Priya, dear, Sarathihi, the charioteer, Nyavedayat, entrusted to, Tam, him, Priyayai, unto the dear, Shochantyai, lamenting for, Atmajan, own sons, Hatan, murdered. Sushala Manjubhar Shushikavanathaki Translation Purpose by Divine Grace as the Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Shri Prabhupada ki jai. After reaching his own camp Arjuna along with his dear friend and charioteer Shri Krishna entrusted the murderer unto his dear wife who was lamenting for her murdered sons. Purport. The transcendental relation of Arjuna with Krishna is of the dearmost friendship. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself has claimed Arjuna as His dearmost friend. Every living being is thus related with the Supreme Lord by some sort of affectionate relation, either as servant or as friend or as parent or as an object of conjugal love. Everyone thus can enjoy the company of the Lord in the spiritual realm if he at all desires and sincerely tries for it by the process of bhakti yoga. We're reading from this chapter, the son of Drona punished. At this point, Krishna ordered Arjuna to kill Ashwatthama. But you find here that Arjuna does not kill Ashwatthama, but rather he brings him to Draupadi and is entrusting the murderer to Draupadi. So here it is said, Govinda Priya Sarathihi. Priya Sarathi means very dear charioteer of Arjuna, who is Krishna, Govinda. In this way, Krishna is addressed as a very dear friend of Arjuna in many places. When Bhishma Pitamaha was offering prayers to Krishna, instead of calling him as Krishna, he called him as Vijaya Sakhe. He calls him as Vijaya Sakhe. What is that verse? Tribhuvana Kamalam Tamala Varanam Ravikara Ambuda Gaurava Gaurava Dadane. The last line, Vijaya Sakhe. So, why he calls him as Vijaya Sakhe? Then Krishna's attention will be drawn even more fastly when he calls him as Vijaya Sakhe. Oh, friend of Arjuna. Because, in order to understand it, we can see, even all of us, we identify ourselves with our name, with our surname of the family, with the place of birth, and the situation in which we have been living. We all identify with it very strongly. Like if somebody is born in Akola, you say Akola Wala. Anybody born in Akola, immediately they will remember. What about Akola? Tell me, what do you say about Akola? Isn't it? So, you have a very strong contact with the place of your birth. Same way with your name also, surname. Sometimes in one family there are so many people with the same surname, only the initials are different. Isn't it? UP Singh, BT Singh, TP Singh, Elder Singh, and Younger Singh, and all kinds of people. But as soon as they hear the word Singh, immediately all of them will come. Which Singh you wanted now? You sing. So, the name and the surname or place of birth, these things are very important for us, and we attach very much importance to them. When we are addressed by a name that connects us to our relatives. In Shastras you will find the father's name is given a lot of importance in the relationship. For example, Janaki comes from Janaka Maharaj. Vaidehi comes from the king who rules Videha. So you will see that the name of a daughter or a son also. Krishna in many places he says Partha, Partha. He doesn't say Arjuna, Arjuna, many places. So son of Pratha is called as Partha. So one is addressed in relation to one's mother or one's father, and that draws the attention of an individual even more fastly than when one is called by one's name directly. Of course, when we attach importance to our place of birth or our relatives, friends, that is owing to our strong bodily consciousness. The bodily consciousness is so deep-rooted in the material world that people attach importance to these things very much. In fact, people sometimes will become upset if you mistake them while calling their exact name. Why do you say TP Singh? I am PT Singh. TP Singh is an ordinary man who is only a Lakhpati. I am not PT Singh, I am TP Singh, who is Crorepati. So they feel very offended even if some small mistake is committed. So that is on a material platform. Material platform, one attaches a lot of importance to these things. And actually, although these things are temporary, they will be finished. People attach importance. But where does it originally come from? If you see, that comes from the spiritual world. Because Krishna also attaches a lot of importance to those names where he is addressed by connecting him to his devotees. Vijaya Sakhe means Arjuna's friend. Immediately Krishna's attention is drawn by that. So great exalted personalities like Bhishma Pitamaha are very intelligent. And now he is in the hour of crisis. He is going to leave his body any time. At that time he wanted to have darshan of Krishna. So what is the best way to call him? More better than addressing him by connecting him to his devotee's name. So naturally Bhishma is calling him as Vijaya Sakhe. So when Krishna is called as Yashodanandan or Nandanandan or Radharaman, then Lord is very pleased by such names. And every one of those names immediately brings forth a picture in our mind of Lord's connection to his devotee. Damodar, when you say, immediately you see Krishna eating makkan. He is tied to the grinding mortar. So In this way, when we call any name of Krishna, it brings us to a scene of either a pastime of Krishna or a pastime in which he is present with his devotee, which is actually very important for him. Because for Krishna, the most important thing is his love and relationship with his devotee. That's why the word Priya is used. Govinda Priya Sarathi. Not only is it important for him, he even spells it out. He tells Arjuna, Bhakto Asi Me Sakacheti Rahasyam Kedutamam. I am telling this Bhagavad Gita to you, Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend. So, Lord has many dear friends. For those who are impersonalists or Mayavadis, for them, these things will appear like Greek and Latin. First of all, they cannot even understand the personality of God. What to speak of the Lord having favorites? Because according to them, they themselves try to become desireless. With no desires, no positive, no negative, no desires. They want to become free from all desires. So, here you find the Lord not only has great spiritual desires, the Lord also has favorites. Krishna has favorites. Like Arjuna is called as a favorite friend of Krishna. Radharani is called as a favorite gopi of Krishna. And similarly, Krishna has favorites. In the spiritual world, he has Nanda and Yashoda, who are his most great favorites. Now, the Mayavadis always try to become the best by trying to become supreme. That is why, even though sometimes Mayavadis adopt the path of devotional service, they try to become Yashoda, or they try to become Nanda, or they try to become Radharani. Many of them. Because of which they ultimately don't attain that position. That is, that kind of desire to become one of these roles. Devotees never desire to become Radharani. They want to only become assistants. Similarly, nobody can become these Nitya Siddha Bhaktas who are very exalted devotees. Nobody should aspire. One should aspire to serve under them or serve by learning from them or by appreciating their exalted position. That is the right consciousness. So, why the Mayavadis try to do that? When Mayavadis hear these things, they will say, why should God have only Arjuna as his favorite? Why not me? Why can't I be that favorite person? So that desire also comes from wanting to be the Lord and Master. So, devotees who are properly trained in Vaishnava philosophy, they never have such envy. Envy towards great devotees. So, if Arjuna is favorite, for Krishna, Arjuna, Sridhama, Sudama, Subal, these are all favorite friends of Krishna. And Krishna deals with them in very intimate ways. And other devotees just like to be the assistant to these great exalted Nitya Siddha devotees and serve them. That is the proper understanding. Shukadeva Goswami also says that these great personalities who are friends of Krishna have achieved that position not ordinarily, not by any ordinary method. They have done heaps and heaps of millions of pious credits, especially spiritual credits. Sakam vijaru kritapunya punjaha, he says. So when the cowherd boys are playing with Krishna in the pastures of Vrindavan, you know, just like ordinary children playing some outdoor games, taking a stick in the hand and you know, beating a amlaki fruit or something, playing with them. Even children are playing, it may appear ordinary for us. It certainly is ordinary. But when Krishna is playing, it may also appear ordinary for the ordinary people. But it is said one should not misunderstand Krishna. There is a very famous verse in Bhagavatam which says, Kritavan kila karmani saharamena keshava atimartyani bhagavan guda kapata manushaha. Kapata manusha is actually Lord who appears like an ordinary boy. Who appears like an ordinary blue boy or ordinary child. So Krishna Balaram, when they perform pastimes, they appear like ordinary in Vrindavan. So, it's very likely that one may easily misunderstand their activities. And why Lord behaves like an ordinary person? There is a very great secret behind it. It is said in the Vedanta that the supreme absolute truth expands himself into tiny parts and parcels in order to experience the bliss, ananda. So the Lord has expanded into tiny jivas. That is the correct understanding. But we are always tiny jivas. For Sanatana Kal. Mami Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. And with them the Lord reciprocates love in different roles as a lover or as a friend or as a parent in different roles. And when he reciprocates love, he puts himself in such a role that they will be able to love him. Imagine if Krishna comes in front of some of his friends in Vishwarupa Darshan and wants to have friendship with them. With his millions of heads and millions of hands and millions of legs. There cannot be any friendship with such a Vishwarupa. He immediately demands folded palms and a prostrated obeisances as soon as there is Vishwarupa Darshan. So the kind of awe and reverence cannot bring out any friendship mood in anyone. It immediately demands awe and reverence, that kind of form. So Lord actually appears in various forms as Mahavishnu or Garbhadaksha Vishnu, Kshiradaksha Vishnu, or you find as Vishwarupa, Lord appears. But in order to reciprocate these five rasas, Lord becomes like a very simple covered boy in Vrindavan. He just plays with the covered boyfriends. So there the Lord puts them in a state of transcendental maya. It's called a yoga maya. And in that relationship, one does not remember the fact that Krishna is God. Only then such intimacy can exist. Actually, amongst all the friends of Krishna, Arjuna is considered as one of the most intimate friends. You will find in Mahabharata also, Krishna and Arjuna do jointly many activities. Not only in this life, Krishna tells Arjuna that many, many lives you and I have come together. Lord likes to bring his friends with him. Like he says, Bahunime Vatitani. He says, many, many lives we have come together. Like Naranarayan Rishi are also Krishna and Arjuna only. And like that they have come many times together. Lord told Arjuna, you might have forgotten, but I have not forgotten. Lord told him, I remember everything. So, you find Krishna and Arjuna sitting in an ivory bench in the Kandavaprastha forest and, you know, having talks, very casual talks, just like any two boys would be sitting and talking. Of course, when the Lord was requested, then he rode his chariot around the Kandavaprastha to, prevent the forest from the rains of Indra. So Lord performs many leelas along with Arjuna. Like you find the Lord taking the chariot of Arjuna to Brahma Jyoti and beyond Brahma Jyoti, isn't it, to fetch the sons of Brahmana from Mahavishnu. The Lord goes with Arjuna. Or you find the Lord riding the chariot of Arjuna again in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You find that. Many, many places you find Krishna and Arjuna together. Now somebody may ask, why did Krishna choose only Arjuna to give Bhagavad Gita? Why not others? Was Yudhishthira not righteous? Certainly Yudhishthira was very righteous. No doubt about that. Bhima was very chivalrous. But still, Arjuna is an intimate friend of Krishna. Sometimes people ask, why Krishna is playing on a flute? So these questions cannot be understood unless one understands the personal philosophy. You know, why not Lord play Veena, or why not play guitar, or why not play some other instrument? Why only flute? Or why, somebody was asking, why Krishna wears a peacock feather? Is there any significance for him and the two wearing on the head? So, or why Krishna is blue? Many people ask these questions to Prabhupada also. So, these are all personal traits of an individual. Like every one of us, we can see we all have certain likings. Like somebody likes bendi sabji. You ask why you like it. You have to scientifically prove why you like it. Otherwise, I will not provide you bendi. No, you are a person. When you are a person, you have likes and dislikes. Certainly. Lord says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosti na priyaha. There is no one dear to me, no one who is my enemy. Everyone is equal. So this is for the super soul, Paramatma. Paramatma is neutral. He doesn't see who is devotee, who is not. He's neutral, depending on what you want to do. Paramatma boost, gives you boost. Whereas he says, ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya mahi te teshu chapyam. Whereas what I do, Krishna says, but those who reciprocate with me in love, I also reciprocate with them. He says, I also deal with them as a friend. I don't remain neutral, like super soul. So Lord has favorite devotees. So there are devotees, and different devotees' moods are appreciated by Krishna also. So he loves some devotees more than others. And naturally Lord has a favorite circle in every rasa, in Madhuri ras and Vatsala ras and Sakya ras and everything. So we only can appreciate the Lord's intimate dealings with such devotees. You know, when Krishna was leaving Hastinapur and going to Dwaraka, that's very beautiful scene that is explained there about how all the Pandavas and the Pandava and the Kaurava family ladies, elderly ladies and all ladies, they were all so restless in their minds to see that now the Lord is going to leave us and go. There's a famous verse there. It says, Satsangan mukta dussango hatum notsahate buddha kirtyamanam yasho yasya sakrit akarnya rochanam. It says, Satsangan, satsanga means by association with devotees, one becomes illuminated in his intelligence. About what? About this loving devotional nature of Krishna and his devotees. By coming in the company of devotees. And one becomes mukta dussango. One gives up this sangha of the material world, which always is binding. Actually, here it's important to understand what is this dussanga. In the material world, we become subjected to the dictation of our mind. Basically, dictation of Maya. Maya dictates us to do many things in the name of offering you sense gratification. But the path of sense gratification is always infested with thorns. Thorns and pebbles and very painful path. Because once a person gets into that road, gets into the track of sense gratificatory pursuit, then even after some time, one gets tired. Still Maya will give him whips again and again and engage him to continue in the path of sense gratification. Reluctantly, unwillingly, unwantingly, Maya will catch him by the neck and engage him in the path of sense gratification. So this can be practically seen in the material world. That's the nature of sense gratification, Mahamaya. Because our nature is to serve someone. We have to serve someone. And if we don't serve the Lord and we serve Mahamaya, by serving the society, friendship and love, these are famous words that Prabhupada coined. Society, friendship and love. Which means, you know, we like to be a part of the social gatherings of the material world. We like to develop friendship with materialistic people. And we also give love and accept love in materialistic relations. So this is the path of sense gratification. So such a path actually, over a period of time, becomes painful. Like people, for example, they end up in divorce, for example. If there's a family, the family ends in divorce. If there are brothers living together in a family, when they are children, they are playing together. When they grow up and become married, then the wives come and the family becomes bigger, then there is quarrel. How will we divide the money? I will take this property. I will take that property. No, you have taken more than me. You have cheated me. Then there is a big quarrel amongst brothers in the same family sometimes. Although they were very friendly in their childhood, you can see that. Because material relationships always end in misery. That's the way the world is created. You can see that. The so-called love of this world doesn't last for a long time. So, Maya Devi engages the living entities by dictating them to suffer again and again and again. So Prabhupada explains how only somehow or other one comes across a devotee in his life and then becomes kindled in this understanding of Lord and devotional service. And at a particular point of time it is said, Kirtyamanam yasho yasya sakrit akaranya rochanam. Sakrat means only once. Even only once you have heard about the very pleasing pastimes of Krishna and his devotees, how they deal with one another. These pastimes are so pleasing and soothing to the heart, even of a conditioned soul. And Kirtyamanam Yashovardhanam means that Lord who deserves to be glorified and whose fame is unlimited. You hear his pastimes. By hearing even once, you want to hear it again and again and again and again, he says, repeatedly. You like to hear these pastimes. And you want to strike such a relation. So just like, he gives the example of fire in a gunpowder. You put fire in a gunpowder, immediately even, immediately there is a continuous shooting. Similarly, devotion service is once kindled by a pure devotee in the heart of a soul, then one very soon becomes mad for Krishna. And one is unable to give up devotion service. This is not spoken of a pure devotee, this is spoken of a conditioned soul. Even if we are conditioned souls, somehow if our devotion service is awakened by a devotee, then very soon a sincere soul develops a mad attraction for Krishna, which is a proof that that kind of strong, mad, loving attraction is there in every one of us. It's already there. It has to be just kindled by a devotee. That's the proper thing. It's like putting fire in a gunpowder, he's saying. It just explodes very powerfully. So that has to be awakened. Like you see, like Prabhupada writes in that liquid beauty story, that great saints and sages have given up everything of the world to seek the Lord's company, to be with the Lord. Such is the attraction of the Lord, he says. Because everything about Krishna is attractive. There is a song, Adaram Maduram, Badanam Madaram Maduram, Vasanam Maduram, Hasitam, everything. Lord's face is beautiful. Lord's smile is very gentle and beautiful. Lord's walk is also very beautiful. And Lord's speech is also very nectarian, very sweet. And Lord's behavior with his devotees is nectarian. Everything is maduram, maduram. The whole song is full of maduram only. Maduradipate, akhilam maduram. He's like one Maharaj from this Madhva Sampradaya. He was telling. He said, what can we say about Krishna? He said, just like if you take a cat which is made up of pitti sakar. You know pitti sakar? Powdered sugar. Because, you know, the powdered sugar like saccharin, you know. It is fully nectarian, very sweet it is. So imagine somebody makes a cat out of only that powdered sugar. If you make it, it will be fully sweet only. So he said, the whole Krishna's body is made up of that kind of sweetness, he was telling. It's fully nectarian. So his name is sweet, his form is sweet, his activities are sweet, his speech is sweet, even his walking is sweet, everything is sweet. So that is why even in the heart of a conditioned soul, such attraction can be revived. Like you see how Billu Mangal was attracted to the beauty of a woman. And how he became attracted to Krishna the next moment. And then you can see eventually how he wrote Krishna Karanamrita and he became a very, very great devotee. So the attraction that we feel in this world is there because of moha, because of illusion. Although in the material world, all the bodies are made up of flesh and bones and they have no sweetness in them. The illusory sweetness is offered by Maya Devi in this world. Even the friendship that we feel in this world is also made possible by Maya Devi. Some people say, for the sake of friend, I will give my life. But what kind of friendship is that short-lived friendship? Like in the Chitrakirti section, it is said, in this world, all of us, we are all like, you know, some leaves floating in a river. We come together, go for some distance, and we get separated, never to meet again. Such is the friendship in the world. Or like people coming to a restaurant, come together, like, you know, in a restaurant, four people sit on four sides of the table. And then they eat, you don't even know who they are. Sometimes you develop a relation. You ask their name, you ask their address, you ask their profession, everything, you talk, and in the course of the talk, you develop friendship. But then you get separated and everyone goes in their own direction. So, In the middle world, the friendships or the relationships are very short-lived. But still people become mad in that. That madness is only due to moha, illusion. If only one knows the truth. So he says, Kirtyamanam Yashoyasya. When the Lord's glories are sung and one hears the katha of the Lord, what happens? Sakrit Akarni Rochanam. Immediately one becomes maddened. One wants to hear more and more. I used to always feel the Lord's activities are so great that you cannot find any fault in his activity. Everything he speaks, everything he does is so perfect. Just like we hit sometimes with one stone, we hit two mangoes. Lord, in one activity, he hits 10 mangoes. He teaches, you know, sometimes he teaches some lessons to demons. He pleases the heart of the devotees. He does so many things. And like Kunti Maharani is saying, my dear Krishna, when you come into this world and perform pastimes, Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Abhikshnashvar, Smaranti, Nandanti, Tave, Hitam Jana. These pastimes are so sweet that even in the later time when people read the pastimes, they can enter into these pastimes. Although we were not present when Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna. Right now you read Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, you can be in the presence of Krishna. If you read Bhagavad Gita, if you hear the instructions and take them seriously in your life, one can very soon feel the presence of Krishna by following the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada says that such is the potency in the Lord's instruction. So, why I was quoting this verse, subsequently it says, when the Pandavas and the Hastinapurvasis, they were all seeing that Krishna is about to board the chariot and go to Dwaraka, it is said, Tasmin yastadhiya parthaha saheran viraham katham darshana sparsha samlapa shayanasana bhojanaihi. What is the prerogative of the Pandavas? It is said, Tasmin Nyastadiya Partha, he says. They had completely laid their mind and intelligence at the feet of Krishna, completely. They were soaked in Krishna, it says. Nyastadiya means soaked in Krishna consciousness. How? He says, Darshana Sparsha Samlapaha. They were always seeing Krishna face to face, every day. Sparsha means they were touching Krishna's body. Samlapa means they were conversing with Krishna always. Talking, laughing, chatting with him. Shayana means they slept with Krishna in the same bed. Asana, sitting with him in the same asana and talking to him. Bhojanahi, they were dining with him also, eating with him. They have done all these activities and they had developed a deep-rooted affection and relationship with him. Saheran viraham katham. How can they tolerate his separation? He's asking, Saheran viraham katham. So in this way, Shivadeva Goswami is asking, if we people of this world, if only once we hear the pastime of Krishna, it enters our ears and then it creates a kind of attraction and we want to hear more and more and gradually we develop a mad attraction, although we are conditioned. What could be said of the Pandavas who were seeing him, touching him, talking to him, dining with him, sleeping in the same bed with him? Such Pandavas, how can they tolerate the Lord's separation when he was going away to Dwaraka? Sarvete animishai. Animishai means they were not even doing nimesh. Nimesh means to move the eyelids. Sarvete animishai akshaihi. Akshai means eyes. They were not blinking. They were not blinking the eyes. Sarvete means all of them. Without blinking the eyes they were watching because they didn't want to lose the opportunity to see him as much as they could. Because very soon his chariot will gradually disappear out of sight. And after that we cannot drink the nectar of his beauty. So they were all keeping their eyes wide open and they were watching. All the Pandavas. Tam anu dhruta chetasaha. Tam is Krishna. Tam anu. When they were facing the Lord, dhruta chetasaha means with their hearts throbbing and melting. Their hearts were like getting softened and melted when they were seeing Krishna. Vikshanta, sneha sambaddha. Vikshantaha, viksha is to see, vikshantaha is plural. Vikshanta means all of them are seeing Krishna. How? With sneha sambaddha. Sneha means with great. Sneha is a word which is more intimate love. Like you say, prem. Prem, pranaya, sneha is even more deep. Third degree or fourth degree of depth of love. That is sneha. So, vikshanta sneha sambaddha. Baddha means they were bound by sneha pash. Sneha pash. Like, you know, we can see even in material circle, somebody, you know, is boarding a train and going to go away for 6 months. You know, parents come to the station to drop their son. Sometimes put the son until the last minute, you know, you can see, you know, parents and relatives, they are sometimes embracing, kissing. And after they put them in the train, you know, son is saying, you know, tata, and the parents are weeping, brothers, sisters, everyone is weeping. You have seen that? Sometimes they move with the train at some distance. So this is also sneha pash on a material platform. Similarly, they were bound by sneha pash in the spiritual platform with Krishna. They had such a tightly bound sneha pash. They could not be separated from Krishna. So, although their bodies are also moving with Krishna when the chariot was going, afterwards when the chariot went off, their hearts all were also carried away by Krishna. Just like the gopis are praying, my dear Krishna, in the morning, when you get up in the morning, you know, playing on the buffalo horn, calling all your friends, beautifully decorated by Yashoda, you are entering into the forest with your cows and calves. And when you go, what can we say? All our hearts are also carried away by you. So they are praying like that. So in this way, the vikshantaha, they were all seeing with a great anxiety. Sneha sambaddha. Vichelu tatra tatraha. Vichelu means they are moving here and there very fastly. Vichelu means in a very disturbed way. Like if somebody is either visiting us or is going, so naturally people are moving out of tension. That we are going to lose his valuable association. So thinking like this, this was the consciousness of the Pandavas, who are the most intimate friends of Krishna. So Lord really loved the Pandavas very much. Once Narada Muni is telling in Bhagavatam to Yudhishthira Maharaj, who heard about the glory of Prahlad. So at that time Narada Muni says, Yudhishthira says that we are ordinary people, but Narada says, no, you are not ordinary person. You are such a great person that the Supreme Absolute Truth Krishna comes and resides in your house. In whose house he will come and live? He's coming and living in your house. And even the rishis and munis who are performing severe penances, they want to take darshan of Krishna. And they have to come to your house to take the Lord's darshan. Such is your greatness. Lord is Narada is appreciating. Similarly, in the pastime of Nimi, Navagendra is talking to Nimi. Narada was telling this to Vasudev. And Vasudev was hearing all that. At the end, after hearing this wonderful pastime, Vasudev became very touched. So he told Narada Muni, oh Narada, please teach me how you should one systematically perform devotional service. He was asking him. Narada said, hey, Vasudev, what are you saying? You are asking me to teach you devotional service? It's a good joke. You know, who are you? Do you know? You are, he says that your glories are spread. Your and your wife's glories are spread in all the three worlds. He says, Yashaha, Triyam Jagat. He says that you both are so glorious that all the demigods are singing our glories in all the three worlds. Why? Because Lord Krishna was born in your womb. He was born to Devaki. It was through you the Lord appeared in this world. And not only that, there also he says something very similar, that you have been always seeing Krishna face to face, and you have been touching his body, dressing him, bathing him, embracing him, offering your love. In this way, in the company, being in the company of Krishna, you and Devaki have become completely purified. Absolutely, there is no material contamination in your heart. And you don't have to perform any systematic Vaidhi Bhakti in order to attain devotion. You have already achieved it. It is only because of your ecstatic humility that you are again eager to know about how to perform devotion service. Sometimes very exalted devotees they assume this bhav. Like, you know, sometimes very exalted devotees, they assume the bhav of ecstatic humility to even hear from those who are even inferior in position. They get, because the subject matter of the discussion of the Lord is so great that they don't mind hearing from anybody. So, Nadami was telling like that, it is only due to your ecstatic humility you are saying that you tell me about devotion service. And then Arjuna said, you just see, even the vairis or enemies to the Lord like Shishupal or Shishupala, Dandavakra and such people, or Kamsa for example, he is giving the example of inimical people. Such people, remembering Krishna out of envy and fear and all that, they have attained the supreme position in the spiritual world. They have also attained spiritual world. What to speak of you who are constantly loving and serving Krishna in favorable devotional service? So in this way, Narada Muni was glorifying Vasudev. So the devotees of the Lord, they feel such great intimacy with the Lord. And here we are particularly talking about the friend relationship. There is also relationship in the Vatsalya, there is also relationship in Madhurya. But here, the friendship relationship is being highlighted. There are different types of friends of Krishna. Like Arjuna's relationship with Krishna is called as Gaurava Sakya. Gaurava Sakya is a little reverential, loving friendship. So Arjuna's love for Krishna is mixed with respect also. So, somebody may say, then how he is doing all these things? Like, darshana, sparsha, samlapa, shayana, asana, bojanehi. Of course, there is a little bit of respect, but not, it is not totally aishwarya bhava. See, there are three levels, a total aishwarya, and aishwarya mixed with intimacy, and there is total intimacy. If you see the Vrijabhasis like Shidama, Sudama, Madhumagal, and their love is totally, they are totally intimate. Their relationship is even more thicker in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Ras, Sakya Ras. Because they climb on Krishna's shoulders, they play with Krishna many times, they even defeat Krishna. That's what will please Krishna, they are ready to defeat him also in the games. You see that sometimes they ridicule Krishna. That's the pastime where the coward boys are ridiculing Krishna. They are saying, hey Krishna, your mother is, you know, your mother's body is, you know, fair color and your father's body is golden color. Why only you are black? So you are not son of Yashoda. You must have come from some other house. And Krishna says, no. Now how can you say that? I am Yashoda's son only. And then the friends go and bring some more friends. And they go and tease. And as they start teasing him more and more, Krishna starts crying. You know? Then he goes to Mother Yashoda and complains, all my friends are telling me like this. So sometimes his friends making fun of him also. In Vrindavan you can see that. Only they can do that because they have achieved the same status as Krishna, same position. Many places Krishna says, my devotees are equal to me. How they are equal? Kintu praborya priya eva tasya. As we say, because of such love Lord has for his devotee, he gives them an equal status where they can deal with him in such an intimate way. They can even play with him. One day Krishna, Balram and all the covered boys, they were all playing. Once they will get into play, nobody can stop them. They would be playing all day long. So Mother Yashoda sent Rohini first to call them. So when Rohini would come and call, they would not come. And they would say, I am coming. Just immediately they are coming, they would say. And she would go back home and they would never come. And there would be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour. Again Rohini would come and call them. Hey, you said you are coming, you are not coming? No, just now you are coming. So in this way they were cheating her. And then Yashoda said, I am myself coming now. Yashoda is a little more strict. So she herself came out. And then she shouted at them. She said, so she calls many sweet names to them. Oh, you know, actually, in Hindi, they would be more sweeter. Oh, aankhon ke tare. So, oh, darlings, she is calling both of them. You see, your father is waiting for you. And he is not eating. He is waiting for both of you. Unless you come, he will not begin eating. So, she is calling, are you going to come or not? And then Krishna thinks, oh, if father has not eaten, then we should go. They're thinking. And then when they're about to leave, their friends are saying, hey, you are going out of the game at a time when you are going to lose. Now we know why you want to go. You know that you are sure shot going to lose. That is why you're escaping. And then Krishna says, no. Then he tells Balaram, better we stay behind. You know, they're teasing us. You know, better now we will finish off the game and defeat them and then go. Again they start playing. And Mother Yashoda becomes very angry. And she, you know, comes with a plot, a trick. She tells Rohini also, be ready, prepared. We are going to, you know, she whispers something in her ears and they are ready now. And then immediately, suddenly she shouts, hey Krishna Balaram, just look there, there's a hobby love coming. Run, run, she says, and both of them run away. Yashoda and Rohini, they run. And seeing them running, you know, and all the cowherd boys and Krishna, they all turn. There's a peculiar animal called as hobby love. Only in Vrindavan you can see that. In Vrindavan there is a deity of that animal also. It looks like a lion. It has a head of a lion and the body of a horse. So it has the ferocity of a lion and it runs very fast also. It has 2-3 combinations like that. So they have made deities of that, you can see when you go to Vrindavan. Actually it's a imaginary animal. There is no such animal. But Yashodamai concocts this idea in order to get, that is a trick to get Krishna back home. So when she herself is running, Krishna thinks, actually Krishna doesn't know that there is no animal, but he thinks that there must be an animal. So he also runs away. He and Balaram and all cowherd boys, everyone runs home after that. So, in this way, Dot performs many pastimes with cowherd boyfriends. And one day, when Mother Yashoda was sitting with Krishna, she had actually heard complaints from the gopis that Krishna had stolen butter. So now Yashoda was keeping Krishna in her front and she wanted to chastise him. And all the friends were peeping, invisibly peeping through the window. Why invisibly? I said because without Yashoda's knowledge, they are peeping through the window and watching at Krishna. And how Krishna is going to be punished, they all are watching. So for them it is good fun to see now what is going to happen to Krishna. And Krishna, she is asking Krishna, hey Krishna, did you go to the houses of gopis and did you steal butter? Krishna says, no, who said it? I never stole any butter. He says, maya maine makan nahi kayo. So in Hindi they have a very beautiful song. Gauravan Maharaj quotes this song. He says, maine hi makan kayo. So there is double meaning of this sentence. My nahi makan kayo. First Krishna said, and slowly as Yashoda asked, over a period of time he said, my nahi makan kayo. He said, I only ate the makan. So, then she asked Gopal, did you eat makan? He said, no. But I'm seeing there is some traces of makan in your, near your mouth. That is a proof that you are a butter thief. She said. Krishna said, oh really? Then Krishna wiped out and said, actually, I didn't steal butter. Then the gopis came and fed me. If they feed me, how can I not eat? She said. And Yashoda went to the gopis and asked, hey, did you all feed my son butter and you are complaining against him? Are you at fault or is my son at fault? They said, no, we promise you, we never fed him. He came and stole from our house. Then Yashoda goes back to Krishna and sits with him and says, hey Krishna, they say that you have stolen, they never fed you. Then he says, Ma, you go and see in their homes. These elderly gopis, and they never want to give me makan. They have kept the butter in the top of the rafter. And I am such a small boy, how can I reach out that? Huh? And Yashoda says, yeah, it's very logical. You know? And she goes back. And she tells the gopis, why are you all telling lies about my dear darling? Gopal, he would not have stolen it. You have kept it such a height. They say, no. We also agree that he is a tiny boy, he cannot climb up. But he is a very tricky fellow. He gets all his friends and makes a big pyramid, dahi handi, and he climbs to the top and he breaks the butter pots and he takes butter and that's how he is. Oh, I am very sure Yashoda said he is a very cunning fellow. I also know. Now I will go back and ask him. Again she goes to him. Now she takes a stick and goes. Now all the cowherd boys are laughing. See, she is carrying a stick now. Now he is going to get a good beating now. Now their enthusiasm even increases more. They are watching Krishna. So, she carries a stick and she is asking question again to Krishna. Hey Krishna, don't tell lies. You have made me run from one place to another. Now you have to tell me now the truth. Did you steal with your friends or did gopis give you? Krishna says, my dear Ma, I will tell you the truth provided you follow one condition. What is the condition? You throw the stick away and come. Then I will tell you the truth. He's telling. So in this way, every time Krishna is telling lies to Mother Yashoda, at the same time Mother Yashoda begins to think, at that time Krishna smiles at his covered friends. See how I have tricked my mother. Huh? And covered boyfriends also saying, very intelligent Krishna, you are very intelligent. And they are saying like that. So in this way, you can see Lord Krishna, how he deals with his friends so intimately. And they don't even know Krishna is God. Actually, if anyone asks a covered boy, they know Krishna as a friend. And as a matter of fact, maybe a God also. Maybe he is a God also. How does it matter? For them, it doesn't matter at all. For them, more important is that he is our friend. That's what they see in Vrindavan. In fact, when Krishna lifted the Govardhana hill and kept it down, after that, one of the days, when they were all playing, covered boys were playing together, one day in the game, you know, Krishna defeated Sridhama and other party people. Then all the Krishna party people were saying, Jai to Krishna. They said, see, Krishna is the most powerful. Then Sridhama party boys, they were saying, no, no, no. Let us continue the game again. Let us see in the next round who wins. They said, Sridhama is going to win. In fact, Sridhama himself told Krishna, Krishna, do you know? You think you are the most strongest? The Govardhan hill was lifted not by you, because all of us were holding sticks to hold it. All the covered boys, that is how it was remaining in position. And you are just, as a matter of fact, keeping your finger here. You are not lifting it. You are telling him this way, they would joke. So, this kind of joking relationship of covered boyfriends with Krishna, such a position cannot be imitated by anybody. It's a very, very exalted position. We have to appreciate this pastimes with folded palms. By taking the dust of the feet of the gopas in Vrindavan Dham. Because it's a very exalted position. They have achieved it after performing millions of years of sadhana. Like you see, Devaki and Vasudeva are embracing Krishna as their own child. But hear about their history. 10,000 years they were eating dry leaves, performing penances, Prishni and Sutapa. Later on as Aditi and Kashyap. And then they achieved Krishna as the child. Similarly, the covered boys also, they are not ordinary souls. They are glorified by great exalted personalities like Sukadeva Goswami. So, one most important thing to understand in this kind of pastimes is, although the covered boys may apparently be chastising Krishna or ridiculing him and all that, they know heart of hearts what would please Krishna the most. They know it very well. If Krishna wants that day to be pleased by getting defeated by them, they would defeat him. If Krishna wants to be pleased by Krishna defeating them, then they would accept defeat. Whatever would please Krishna in his mind, they would exactly do that. And here you find Arjuna the same. Here you find Krishna is telling Arjuna, you kill. With his mouth he is telling you kill. But Arjuna is not killing. Why? Because he knows the mind of the Lord. That is the power of his very exalted devotees. They can know the Lord's mind, what is going on in his mind, what he wants me to do. Even before the Lord may spell out what he wanted, even without telling, they know the mind of the Lord. And they fulfill the Lord's desires. And Lord always tries to fulfill the devotee's desires. So there is a kind of transcendental competition between the two. So when we hear these kind of pastimes of the Lord and his devotees, we can awaken in our heart the sweetness of the Lord, the sweet nature of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Saraswati, he writes about how these things develop in our heart. First he says, Shravana Dasha. Shravana is we have to hear. When one hears these pastimes of Lord and his devotees, when there is regular Shravanam, hearing more and more and more, then there is Varana Dasha. Varana Dasha means acceptance. First is only hearing. In the beginning, one does not accept everything, but when one hears regularly, then gradually the acceptance comes. So at the time of the Varana Dasha, there is also one in between, Apana Dasha it is called. Apana means, then one takes to the sadhana also. Then one takes diksha, initiation. Then you firmly develop faith in the spiritual reality of the spiritual world. And Krishna and the five relationships, primary relationships. So in Apana Dasha, one accepts the diksha and chants the holy name. Then one comes to the point of smaranavastha. So, shravanadasha, varanadasha, smaranavastha. Smaranavastha is a stage when one is remembering the Lord. Not occasional, but for longer period of time. And then comes anusmriti, means continuous remembrance and absorption. And then comes samadhi. So there are five stages in that. Initially, when one hears, there is an intermittent remembrance. Now, occasionally we may remember Krishna. Krishna's form or Krishna's deity form, you may remember occasionally. But as Shravanam becomes more intense and the faith builds up, and when one comes to Varana Dasha and Smaranavastha, gradually the... So, progress in spiritual life means increased remembrance of the Lord. That is progress in spiritual life. Increased remembrance of the name, form, pastimes, qualities, activities of the Lord. That is the advancement. The Shraddha also increases on one hand. On the other hand, the fond remembrance of the Lord also increases in one's heart, gradually as one proceeds in the spiritual life. And what happens, just like a lusty man always thinks of the opposite sex, or a money-minded man always thinks of everything in terms of money, money, money. In the same way, a devotee gets a fond remembrance of Krishna. And in that fond remembrance, gradually all the material upadhis will gradually get uncovered. That is the reason why great devotees, Kulashekara is a king, but he has actually dissolved that upadhi of being the king totally. He is only seeing himself as a devotee. So the identification as I am Krishna's devotee, that is far more prominent, million times more prominent than the identification that I am a king. Same is true for anybody. One is a housewife, or one is a engineer, one is a doctor, one is a brahmachari, whoever one is. One's material identities, they practically dissolve in one's consciousness. I'm not talking about externally dissolving. In one's consciousness, the material identities dissolve and the spiritual identity is reawakened. And the more it is reawakened, the more fondness develops. Sakran acharanya rochanam. Even by hearing once about Krishna, one gets mad attraction. What to speak of repeatedly hearing on a regular basis, again and again. Rukmini never saw Krishna. She only heard about him. And she decided that I am going to give my life for him. So we are in a similar position that we have, you know, we may not be able to see the Lord face to face except as when we see him, as when he appears as Archavigraha. But by hearing about him regularly, and by faithfully hearing, faithfully repeating, and faithfully remembering them, over a period of time, one will come to the last stage called as Sampatti Dasha. Sampatti Dasha is a time when one has achieved his swarupa, achieved his real identity in relation to the Lord as a friend, or as a lover, or as a parent. So devotees, Srila Prabhupada's servants many times used to be very eager to know, what is Prabhupada's Swarupa in the spiritual world? Is Prabhupada a gopi or is he a gopa? What is his relation? Many times they want to even ask him, but they are afraid to ask him. So once Prabhupada said in one of his talks, I am only waiting to meet my eternal friend Krishna and check in his tiffin box what is there, whether kachoris are there or something else is there. I want to check, Prabhupada said. One of the talks he was telling. After that, there was a big talk amongst devotees. Hey, Prabhupada must be a coward boyfriend. Because Prabhupada said, I want to roll in the pastures of Vrindavan. Once Prabhupada said that also in one of the writings, Prabhupada said. So who rolls in the pastures of Vrindavan? Only the coward boys. And then who checks the tiffin box of Krishna? Only the coward boys. So They say Prabhupada must be a covered boy, friend of Krishna and spiritual world, which is very likely. But some devotees argue, some other disciples of Prabhupada, they say that need not necessarily be true. Even gopis sometimes check Krishna's tune box. So even sometimes even gopis sometimes play in the pastures of Vrindavan. But we can know that very exalted devotees, they have achieved the Swarupa and they may not explicitly reveal the Swarupa to others. They keep it as a secret. But it is possible for every person, every living being to come to a point of reviving one's Swarupa and also to revive that fond, loving relationship with Krishna. After which this material world will become null and void. It will be totally dismantled in our mind. It has no meaning. One can clearly see that this material body is simply a burden. It is like a big burden. What is speak of seeing material body as a source of pleasure? It's a source of misery. It's simply a burden. So, such a kind of love can be awakened in the heart by sincere, submissive oral reception to the pure devotee sound vibration like the Bhaktivedanta purports. By reading recorded sound also is submissive oral reception. What is Prabhupada's purpose? It's recorded sound. So, by regularly reading, reciting, and the chanting of the holy name, which is offered at the Apana Dasha, where one is accepting all these truths, the chanting of the holy name is actually the medicine to cure the malady of the soul. The malady of the soul is now, the soul is identifying with the material body and is saluting and serving the dictates of Maya. And repeatedly suffering in this world, and despite suffering, unable to give up the suffering pleasures of the world, and struggling in this world. So, the chanting of the holy name is very powerful medicine in awakening, awakening the soul to his true position. And then these are all more advanced stages. So we should develop a attraction for these pastimes when we hear how Krishna is leaving Hastinapur and devotees are not even blinking their eyes. They are all crying. And when Krishna is entering Dwaraka, how the devotees receive him in Dwaraka. So, the purpose of all the pastimes of the Lord given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the purpose is only one purpose, to awaken the love in our hearts by hearing them and to situate ourselves in our eternal position. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.